Take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Philemon, a short little book right before the book of Hebrews, the epistle of Hebrews. We've introduced it. We've looked at it. We looked last week at really the foundational pillars, the cornerstones of grace and peace. And today we're going to be looking at verses 4-7. You see in your notes, respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. We'll find out what it means to God. Now that you have that song playing in your head, we're going to see really the biblical pattern of respect. How does God view respect, and what is the proper way to show respect? You know, if you have a Christian brother or a Christian sister or a leader or a servant or a fellow worker that has earned or deserves respect, what is the proper way to show them respect? And then on the flip side, we're going to learn, second of all, how to gain respect, how to earn respect. What qualities in the Christian life and in the body of Christ and in Christianity deserve respect? What earns true respect from people? And then we're going to contrast that. Well, really, when you look at the idea of respect and you contrast it with how the world gains respect, you know, putting the ball through a hoop or putting the ball into a goal or putting the ball across the goal line or faking like you're someone else on a big screen makes you earn respect long enough. The acting, when you really think about the idea of acting and how a lot of people earn respect and earn dignity by acting, we're like, well, is that really God's way of earning respect? Singing and looking pretty in a way that's attractive and marketable, is that the way to gain respect? In the world's eyes, yes. But in God's eyes, what is it that truly earns respect, and how do we show respect? You know, you don't need just a lot of makeup and a really good team around you or a really good mixer to make you sound just right to earn respect. Well, in God's eyes, what is it that gains respect, and how should we show respect when someone has earned that respect? And tonight, in the book of Philemon, we're going to see how the Apostle Paul shows dignity and respect to Philemon, and that what Philemon did to earn that respect. And so there's some very important principles for us in answering those two questions. And the main question we're going to answer from this passage tonight, that this passage brings forth, is, do we truly value Christian virtues? Is that what we respect? Is that what we honor? And then that kind of leads to two sub-questions, minor questions, is this. Are you showing respect properly? Are we showing other Christians respect? And then second of all, that's an introverted question, a question to look at ourselves with, is our life worthy of respect? Is your life worthy of honor and respect and dignity? And well, what do you need to do? What virtues, what character qualities, what Christ-like mannerisms do you need to show in order to earn true biblical respect? Is your character worth being honored? Someone in our world that our society values died in a helicopter crash, Kobe Bryant, okay? And now we hear eulogies about his life over and over and over again. Why? Because he was valued, because he was good at putting a ball through a hoop. All right, but what about you? Think about this. People are thinking about Kobe Bryant and death and eulogies and things like that and memories. And well, what about your life? Think about if a eulogy was written about you right now, what qualities or virtues would be characteristic of your life? And then do those match up with what God values? So that this passage is a perfect example of that. And as we're going through this, think about that question in your own mind. The main lesson that we're going to look at from these four verses tonight, and we'll read them here in a minute, is this. We must have values that treasure the same things that God treasures. What does this include? This includes honoring those with good Christian qualities and virtues, and also having character that is worthy of the respect and honor of others. So out of respect for God's word, let's all stand, and we're going to read Philemon, the one chapter, verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. Follow along as I read Philemon 4 through 7. It says this, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayer. So Paul the apostle, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is writing this to Philemon, the one who has a house, a church in his house in Colossae. He said, I, Paul, thank my God, making mention of thee, Philemon, always in my prayers. Hearing of thy, Philemon's, love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for your word. Lord, thank you for the hidden gems of scripture. Lord, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable to us. Lord, as I've studied these last couple of weeks, and as we look at this tonight, Lord, I pray that you would challenge our hearts. Help us to be in line with what you treasure and with what you value. And I pray that our lifestyle, our character, our qualities, our virtues would match what you treasure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So tonight, Philemon 4, 5, 6, and 7. Number one, treasuring Christian qualities. We're going to look at two main emphasis in this passage, and they overlap through these verses, so we're going to kind of merge them together. But really, the two thoughts are, number one, treasuring Christian qualities, and then number two, Christian qualities to treasure. So number one, treasuring Christian qualities, the proper responses to the Christian virtues seen in others. Another way of saying this is how to show true Christian respect to another person. Respect, righteousness, those things are not valued in our society. But God values the idea of respect. And so should we. Respect, number one, how do we show true Christian respect? If you have a brother or sister in Christ, a leader, a servant, a fellow laborer, someone who deserves or who has earned respect, what's the proper way to show them dignity and honor and respect? Number one, with thanksgiving. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, he says. His first thing is, I'm thankful to God for you, Philemon. What does that word thankfulness mean? It means to express gratitude or show appreciation to someone. How often, and this is a question for all of us, and I would say very few, if any of us, would answer this question in line with God's desires here maybe, is how often do you tell someone that you're thankful for them? Paul is doing exactly that here in this passage. Thank you for this. I am grateful to God. I appreciate this about you, this quality, this. And what is Paul doing here? He's encouraging him, but he's also thanking him and thanking God for him. Number two, treasuring Christian qualities. How do we show respect and honor? Thanking them, thanking God for them. Second of all, praying for them. How often do we pray for each other? You know, if you have a godly leader or a godly brother and sister in Christ or another godly fellow worker that you are earning and respecting, the odds are if they have earned respect or have shown dignity in their Christian walk, they are most likely under the attack of Satan. 1 Peter 5 points out that the devil is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. So if there's someone who you respect as a fellow Christian, you need to pray for them. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is doing here. How often do we pray for each other? Do we share our thankfulness and appreciation to each other? Do we pray for each other? Lord, I pray when someone comes to your mind throughout the week, Lord, I pray for this individual. I pray that you would protect and provide and preserve them and strengthen their impact for your glory and your advancement. Okay, number three, what's the other way that we should respond and show respect? Not only with thankfulness and not only with prayer, but number three, down in verse 7, for we have great joy. He had joy. What's that word mean? Happiness, blessedness. It's not the idea only of happiness or a fake happiness. It is a deep fulfillment and contentment and joy. And he's saying, you know what? When I look at your life and I see, and we'll see the characteristics here in a minute, when I see your faith and your love and the way you're hospitable and you share your faith and this and that, when I see these, it brings me joy. So we have Philippians 4 verse 4, and really the entire chapter of Philippians 4, and really the entire epistle of the Philippians, the entire letter to the Philippians, is about joy. And ultimately, where do we gain our joy? Where do we gain our happiness, our fulfillment, our satisfaction? Where do we gain that is in Christ. But also, secondary to that, this passage points out that yes, we can and should have joy in the service of other Christians. When you see a brother or sister in Christ doing something that is letting their light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and you see those that work in someone, that faith in someone, that love, that grace, that peace in another individual in the Christian body of Christ, and you see that, it's okay to get joy out of that. And we should gain excitement and happiness when we see another brother or Christian, brother or sister in Christ that is doing the work of God. There should not be a hint of jealousy. There should not be a hint of accusation. It should be, wow, I am happy. I am joyful to see that brother or sister in Christ serve in this way. All right, so thankful. Share your thankfulness, your appreciation. Pray for them. Be joyful and find joy in others' service and in showing them respect. And then number four and number five are very closely related, but they're all both found in verse 7. For we have great joy and consolation. That word means comfort. Very similar. Consolation, comfort. We have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. That kind of sounds like a gross statement physically, but the idea is your bowels is your heart, your inner being, your emotions. And he's saying you have been such an encouragement to those around you, and it's bringing me comfort to see you comforting others. So treasuring Christian qualities, we respond and show our respect and show our dignity to another by expressing our thankfulness, by praying for them, by having joy in their service, by consolation and comfort, taking comfort in the fact that, hey, this fellow believer, I am encouraged and I'm comforted. When I see the way that they open up their home, or they serve in this ministry, or they help in this situation, or the way they responded to this relationship, or the way that they reached out to this person, we can take comfort in that fact. We can take consolation in that fact, and it should be a resolve thing. Wow, I'm on this team. I'm comforted by the service of my brother or sister in Christ. And then last of all, how do we show true Christian respect to another? Not only thankfulness, not only prayer, not only joy, not only consolation, but also encouragement. What is Paul doing in these verses? He is encouraging Philemon to continue doing what he's doing. So you have a brother or sister of Christ, whether they be a leader, whether they be someone working under you necessarily, or with you, or brother or sister in Christ, or you see a young person that's doing something, that's showing respect or helping out, or you, younger person, if you see an older person, there should be a natural response to show thankfulness to them. Hey, I want to encourage you. I saw the way that you responded when that person called you a bad name. I saw how you did this. I saw how you opened the door, and I saw how you helped in this ministry. I saw how you jumped up to vacuum. I saw how you served, and I want to encourage you. I'm thankful for you. I'm praying for you. I am so happy that you are serving the Lord with your life. I am comforted by that, and I want to take this moment to encourage you in Christ to continue doing what you're doing. That should be a natural thing that happens on a daily basis in the body of Christ, especially here at Woodside. What is Hebrews 3:13? But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. What's the idea? Every single day, go out of your way to do exactly what the Apostle Paul is doing with Philemon here. This is not just a hero of the faith talking to some random person. Why does God have this in Scripture for us? To set the pattern for us to follow. Let's follow Paul's pattern here. And let's show each other these character, treasure these Christian qualities in other people. So what was it that Philemon had done to earn or garner this respect? Well, there's five things here. Verse 5 says, what is it that Paul tells, is praising Philemon for? Number one, hearing of thy love and faith. And let me just say this. We talked about how Philemon is skipped over oftentimes in Bible study. What a rich foundational passage. And last week we used the analogy of mining or panning for gold. And last week we found not just the little flecks of gold, but we found the cornerstone of gold in the river, the cornerstone of grace, and the cornerstone of peace in the Christian life. Now we find the two other cornerstones, the pillars. We have grace, we have peace, we have love, and we have faith. The cornerstones of the Christian life. Hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. What's Paul doing here? Number one, the Christian quality to treasure. So we should treasure Christian quality and qualities and share that appreciation. But also, what is it that we should treasure? Here is the treasure. Christian qualities to treasure. The Christian virtues that should be characterized in our lives, how do we earn true Christian respect from others? What are those qualities that should be treasured? Number one, love. Christ-like love. Verse 5, hearing of thy love, and then which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. What is the Apostle Paul doing here? He's saying, and that this word love is agape love. It's the total giving, sacrificial, all give and no get type of love. That's the kind of love that he's saying, Philemon, you showed. I've heard about you. I've heard that you have a genuine agape love. How do people describe us? Say, hey, I really have heard about this person. How would people describe you? Would they say that is a loving person? They love God and they love others. What is Paul telling him here? You know what, Philemon? What was Jesus' greatest commandment? You're doing it, bud. Keep it up. Turn with me to Matthew 22, 36 through 40. And most of you could probably quote this verse, but it is foundational. And this is exactly what Paul is praising Philemon for, the quality, the character, the virtue that he's praising him for. Matthew 22, 36 through 40, Jesus gives us the great commandment. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? The great commandment. Jesus said unto him, and he boils everything down to two things. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment and great commandment. Love God. Have a deep, passionate, agape love toward God. And the second is like unto it. Secondary to that, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love others. Love God, love others. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. Now turn over to John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Paul is telling Philemon, this character quality that you have, I am going to pump you up, man, because what you're doing is awesome. You are showing the exact thing that Jesus Christ told us to do in your everyday life. You're loving God and you're loving others. John 13, 34 and 35 says this. Towards the end of Jesus' ministry, he says this, a new commandment. So we have the great commandment, love God, love others. And then he gives a third. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So Paul's praising Philemon for doing exactly what Jesus Christ told him to do. Well, what about us? Let's apply it to our lives. Our love, our genuine, agape, sacrificial, total giving love, do we have that toward God, toward others, and toward each other? That is what we should treasure. That is what we should value. So next, number two, thy love, hearing of thy, in verse five, hearing of thy love and faith. So look at verse five again, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. So he had love to Jesus. He loved Jesus with all of his being, and he loved others with all of his being. And then how does this apply? He had faith in Jesus. But what does this mean? Faith toward all saints. I believe what this is saying is he had faith that was impacting those around him. Okay. So number one, or number two, faith. Christian qualities to treasure. Love. Christian qualities to treasure. Faith. Strong confidence. What is faith? Strong confidence in and reliance upon someone or something. So he had a deep faith in God, in Christ, Christ Jesus. Which is the object of our confident reliance. He's saying, I am trusting Jesus. I've given my life to him and I am going to do everything in my life as he is my authority. I am trusting, I am relying on, I am placing all my confidence in Jesus Christ, and my life is dominated by that now. But now to others, faith to others. What does that mean? He is faith that is so confident and reliant on Jesus Christ is impacting those around him. It's contagious, like that virus, okay? Right now, China and the world is up in arms because of what's going on, and everybody's afraid that the virus is going to spread across the world. Reminds me of that old video game where you had to be a virus and infect the entire world and kill everybody. What a dark game. But anyway, what's the point? As Christians, we have faith that is to impact and infect in a good, positive way the entire world around us. And Paul is saying, Philemon, you have that type of faith. And I am treasuring and valuing and appreciating and thanking and praying that that continues. So here's the question for us, for you and for me. Is your faith in Christ, is your faith in God not only obvious, but contagious to others? Yeah, your neighbors, your coworkers, your relatives, your friends. Do they know that you have a faith in Christ? First of all, hopefully they do. Yeah, it's obvious. That person's a Christian. But not only, yeah, that person's a Christian is, I want what that person has. Okay? That's the type of faith that Philemon had, and that is the type of faith that we need to seek after in our Christian character and values. So not only love and faith, and those are the two main foundational respecting qualities that are mentioned in this passage, but then he gives three more. Number three, communication. Verse six, and I'll be brutally honest, this verse is kind of confusing at first. Verse 6, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. What is that saying? Here's a thought. Your faith, Philemon, resonates. It impacts. It shares well, is the idea. It plays well with others. I pray that the outworking of that faith you have would have impact and have influence on those around you, realizing that your faith actions, your good works as a result of your faith, are founded upon your relationship, your faith in and your love for Christ. That's a lot to say. That word, that third word in that verse, that the communication, that word is the word koinonia, which is most often interpreted fellowship or hospitality or sharing. So really, when you first look at this verse, you think the communication, like communication device, like something that you are communicating. But it is a much deeper word than that. It's not just saying you're sharing your faith, you're telling other people about your faith. He's saying your faith is integrating, sharing, hospitable, is community oriented in those around you, is the idea. Really, the idea number three, communication, is communication. Your fellowship. That the fellowship, that the sharing, that the integrating of your faith, it plays well with others. It works in, it integrates, it infects, its tentacles go into everything around you. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual. That means may have impact, may have influence. I know you have a deep love. I know that you have a deep faith, but I'm praying for you that your love and faith would have impact as it integrates into those around you. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual, may have a deep impact. How? By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Because I acknowledge, by your acknowledging that everything you do is deeply founded upon a reliance and love for Christ, realizing that as the foundation, I'm praying that everything you do would have awesome impact and influence. What an awesome prayer for us to pray for each other. Hey, I love the fact that your faith is obvious and contagious. I love the fact that you obviously love God and you love others. I'm praying that your love and your faith would have a deep integration in those around you, would have an impact, that you would have greater doors open, that you would have a greater platform to share your faith and your love. How? By integrating that in your community around you. So, love, faith, communication, your fellowship, your sharing, your impact of your faith. And number four, Christian qualities to treasure, how to earn true Christian respect from others. What are these qualities that and virtues that we should treasure? Number four, effective, contagious Christian living. Provoking unto love and good works. Provoke one another unto love and good works. Let us consider one another, provoke unto love and good works. Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Let's turn there. It's one passage over. Hebrews 10, 23 through 25 says this. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. We can trust God. He keeps his promises. Verse 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. So faith and love. Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling. Don't shirk on your responsibility in the body of Christ. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, as some people do, but exhorting one another, building each other up. Is the idea. And so much more. Do it more and more and more and more and more as you see the day approaching. Why? Because eternity is coming. Keep view of that. Okay, so love, faith, communication. Number four, effective, contagious Christian living. And number five, Christian qualities to treasure, refreshing encouragement of others. Refreshing encouragement of others. The communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you, in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, Philemon, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. No, Philemon did not make laxative brownies. That's not what this is talking about here. Okay, sorry for that word picture. But the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother, is literally an idea saying, I am so happy that you have a encouragement and an emotional support and a help, that you have been a support and an encouragement to everybody around you. Can that be said of us? Think about that. Can that be said of you? That everybody around you is refreshed. Oh, that person is such an encouragement to me. I love that person because they have a love for God. They have a love for those around them. That's obvious. They have a faith. It is obvious. But not only is it obvious, it's contagious. That person, hopefully us, hopefully you, that person is such a refreshment to me. What was it that Philemon was doing? He was opening his home. He was encouraging people. He was interacting with people. He was loving on people. That must be a virtue, a quality that we not only treasure, but we also emulate in our own lives. So what? What's the conclusion of these four verses? Let's ask ourselves these questions. And let me say, these questions are convicting to me, and I believe they'll be convicting to you. I know there are some people in this church that do verses 4 through 7 very well. And I am encouraged, and I appreciate, and I'm thankful, and I pray for you, okay? There are some people that emulate these, and we should treasure those in the lives of those of you in this body that do these. But I know any of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. And there's areas in each of these questions that we must ask ourselves and grow more Christ-like in. So let's ask ourselves these questions. The first point, so what? What do we learn from this? We should, number one, let other Christians know that we appreciate them. Here's some questions. Are you showing thankfulness to others? I'm so thankful for you. Number two, are you praying for Christians whom you respect, knowing that they're under attack? Are we upholding each other in prayer? That word prayer means petitioning or requesting to God on behalf of. Are we petitioning each other daily? Are we petitioning God for each other daily? Next, do you truly get joy in people's active faith and love? What brings you joy in life? Is it when, just fill in the blank. What brings you comfort? What makes you, yes, my team won. Yes, my kid passed the test. Yes, I got a raise. Yes, this. Yes, that. Or what brings you joy? Hey, I just saw my brother and sister in Christ, and they were in the grocery store, and I just saw them give a tract to a person. A church, hey, I saw you share your faith this week. You had a joy in your faith, in your face. You know what? I was driving by, and I saw you doing this. I'm so grateful to God for that. Next, do you gain comfort and encouragement when you see others accurately and passionately living a life of active faith and love? Is that what gains us comfort and encouragement? It should. So we should value, we should treasure that. Next, when was the last time you told someone that you are doing these things for them? Hey, I'm praying for you. Hey, I'm thankful to God for you. Hey, you bring me joy. Hey, man, I saw the way you were serving. You're a refreshment to me. Next, is your lifestyle one that can be characterized by love, faith, effective sharing, and generosity? in your life, your eulogy, your description, are you characterized by these character qualities that are treasured by God and the Apostle Paul? Do you have a deep foundational love for others and for God, for Christ? That person, they love Christ. They're always talking about him in every conversation. You know, you could tell a lot about a person within the first 10 minutes of conversation with them. Usually their conversation will go towards their passion, what they're passionate about. And 10 minutes of conversation, has Christ come into that conversation as the main part of it? Next, is your faith active and obvious to all? Not only obvious, but contagious to all. Your confident reliance in, your trust. Third, does your faith in Christ reach out in an active way? Does it have an impact and action to others? Next, is your life, by that I mean both your spiritual life and your relationships, your social life, is it a refreshment to others? Or every time you come around, oh, they're coming around again. Oh, man. Everybody hide. Or are you going to be an encouragement to people by your love for them, by your love for God and your faith? Do people avoid you or do they want to be around you? Okay? Your spiritual and your social lives should be impacted by your love for God and love for others and your faith in Christ and your faith that is contagious for others. Active love that works alongside passionate faith is the starting point in your spiritual and your social life. Active love that works alongside passionate faith, starting point. Next, and last question, are you a refreshment to others? How? Let me just say, how was the last time you were a refreshment to others? When was the last time you did something simply out of a goal to refresh someone spiritually? I was going to say, some in this church are really good at doing this. Keep it up. You know, there's a lot of these areas that people in this church are experts and awesome at. I mean, saying, man, can you imagine if every single member in this church, this church body, were doing these things, showing respect and earning respect in a way that values what God values in these qualities and virtues. So here's the bottom line. Treasure, and by that I mean value, treasure true Christian character in other people. Treasure it. Wow, I'm so thankful for this. That's so joyful. I'm praying for that. And then number two, demonstrate or validate that true Christian character in yourself. So questions, what is your reputation? What would your eulogy be? Is it that person loves God and loves others? The person has a faith in God that's obvious and contagious? Is your characteristic that person has a generous faith that is contagious to those around him? That's an effective, fellowship-promoting faith. May we treasure true Christian character in others and demonstrate that true Christian character in our own lives. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for your word. What a treasure it is. Lord, thank you for showing us what you value, what you respect. Thank you for showing us how we should show respect to others. Lord, I pray that we would share our appreciation and thankfulness for other people, that we would pray for others, that we take joy and comfort and encouragement in others. And Lord, I pray that we would demonstrate in our own lives love, faith, encouragement, blessing. In Jesus' name.